This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, and we were discussing if you have an ick, which I hate. I hate that word. My ick is that word.
Yeah, your ick is the word ick.
So you can call us if you want to share something about your significant other, 404-726-0929. It would be cool if you had the voice-changing thing, the disguise your voice thing.
Like the screen
Dylan,
guy.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Our buddy Marcus on Twitter said, hey, I have a work-related ick. Stop parking your car in front of the mailbox. And you have plenty of room to park somewhere else. I don't know if there's anybody that hates parking situations worse than me when it comes to stuff like that. I hate that. We've had that conversation before. I'm like, bro, if somebody pulls up on the curb at a shopping center, I'm ready to throw hands. Like, I'm like, dude, we got to go. We got to throw hands. So shout out to Marcus. That's a frustrating one.
My guy, Mark. Mark Raven, he's a big Ravens fan. He's a big listener and tweets us, and I appreciate him. And he says, Mike is definitely going to a restroom, and people that don't wash their hands, he's like, I want to cuss them out.
That's an ick.
You nasty ass. Blah, blah, blah. Look.
Is that an ick, though, even if it's not like a significant other? Because I thought that was a...
I mean, that's gross.
Well, it's a social ick.
That's
I'm on it today, Tiff. You can't test me. I'm on it.
I'm not gonna say that.
Marcus, who did that about the who tweeted all of us about the work related ick. He must maybe drive a mail truck or an Amazon or UPS or something, because I agree with him about the parking in front of a mailbox, but it doesn't affect me. So that's why
Do y'all have any two lane roads near your house where the Amazon or whatever driver just kind of puts their flashers on in the middle of the road?
Oh yeah, one of the cut throughs that I use.
I want to be so frustrated, and at the same time I'm like, yeah, it's all right though. Like, you know, need that package later. So handle your business.
Speaking of roads, I forgot all about this. I've told you guys on here that I use the express lane in the morning, even though there's nobody on the roads normally.
Why?
And it's like,
and you get charged.
Yes, but it's only 50 cent when I do it. It's only 50 cent to make it from.
50 cent could be going to baby girl. I'm just kidding.
It could.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. But this morning justified me. There was a really bad wreck right there at 285. Every lane was blocked. And it looked bad.
You.
It looked bad. There was either, I don't want to speculate, but there might have been a fire out of one of them. It was a really bad wreck. As I was getting up, I thought that I was going to get stuck in it first, but I feel bad that's when I do feel like you feel like guilty, because you just drive right by. I don't feel guilty. I would sit down having to sit in it, but I feel bad for whoever was in the incident. It looked really bad, but I just drove right by it, and then I got on literally right after it.
Not sure how he got there, but
no, either.
If you asked about a road,
but I will.
So
I will say,
those people that
I don't
wreck.
Understand the express lane stuff, because if I'm going to, like, let's say I'm going to drop my dog off and get ready to travel, I'm going up 75 North. It is always closed at the most inconvenient times. And same thing going back 75 south, like if you're going up towards like Canton or like Lake Altoona or whatever, I don't understand. That's my wake-up call. So, I mean, maybe explain it to me. Because even during Thanksgiving, when I went up to drop him off and to come back, it was like, why is this not open?
Well, let me ask you, what times are you doing it? Because what I've noticed is they open it sometime in the, I want to say like the 4 o'clock hour to go south, and it's open till I want to say like sometime around noon to one.
So I was,
and then they reverse it because they're trying to hit peak traffic going each way.
So I have been in it during peak hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. Close, and then a particular on Thanksgiving, you would think the logic is everybody's going to be driving that day. Let's open this up. And it's not.
Well,
and I think it's stupid.
Maybe that they think that a lot of people are already where they're going to be within like the
I think
night
I went
before.
The day. Okay.
And so they close.
No,
do,
I went the day before, I think.
They do have to close it to do maintenance. And I've come across that, like where they're going through a maintenance.
Well, it's an inconvenience. All right, let's go to the lines. If you have an ick and you want to be anonymous, Yale sounds like an anonymous name, or maybe it's a real name. If it's a real name, it's a cool name. Good morning.
That's my real name.
I love it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and ick, just for everybody, ick is used, it's a term of disgust. It's not exclusive to nasty stuff, but it's always mainly attached to it commonly.
So yeah. You agree with
me.
Attaboy.
Thank you.
You know, thank you.
Yale coming up bringing you guys some facts. So.
We appreciate it.
For one.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So my ick is with my girlfriend. She grinds her teeth at night, and then she scratches her throat. You know, the little, it's going to ick me to you and make it sound.
You sure you don't want to stay anonymous?
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Hey.
No, she's asleep. Trust me.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
She's off grinding her teeth right now.
If you're finding me through sports radio that I did this, then I deserve it.
I love it, man. Appreciate the phone call.
That's Yale. Awesome, thank
man.
You.
Yeah, I guess
she's
grinding your teeth, I don't know.
She's off right now grinding her teeth. You ever, if you've ever been in the bed with someone that grinds their teeth, yeah, you can hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
It would creep you out. It would ick you out.
Yeah. Well, you just look over like, the hell is that coming from?
Back to the lines. And you guys are putting out I'm assuming this is your government name, Cameron. Do you have an ick?
Yeah.
Or something sports related?
You know, this is Dorman. Also, shout out Point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's for people in general. Pick their teeth to get food out of the house.
Oh.
And sometimes people reach and get that back molar, like around a grocery store.
That's
so nasty. Anyways, y'all have a good
day. Yeah.
You too.
That's the mic.
If you couldn't hear him, he was saying it's picking your teeth, using your hands to pick your teeth and to specifically dig back and try to get something out of that molar area.
That's kind of something you got to do like alone, right? Like,
yeah.
You can get away with that alone, but I mean, you know, don't
you excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's why rich people, I've been in this, there's this rich person's house I've been into a couple times, and he's got like
the
pick things in the bathroom and thing. Yeah. I mean, that's when you know, when you got the plastic ones.
That's why they're in the bathroom.
That's when you know you got.
That's why they're in the bathroom.
You got some coin.
You said, what? Okay. Let's go to Jesse in Ellenwood. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, I got two real quick. Love you guys. You cats are the best in Atlanta.
Thanks, man.
Bar none.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, my ick is when I go to a public or either private bathroom, when somebody leaves their waste, solid and liquid, or liquid, in the toilet and don't flush it.
Oh God!
My wife's ick is if we're at the dinner table and anyone, either me or somebody else, depending on the situation, when you blow your nose at the dinner table.
I was gonna say that.
I can't be around people blowing their nose in general, but the ones that do it at the table is a non-starter.
It's
for
disgusting.
Me. Yeah,
I agree with the table and the bathroom thing. Yeah, it is just that.
I think we can all come to terms on the bathroom.
That is probably one of the most disgusting.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That thing better be broke if I open it and there's
something
in there.
I just want to know what kind of animal.
A monster.
What kind of animal thinks it's okay? I mean,
you're a monster.
What's the thought process?
If I was a dictator, you would serve jail time for that. You would serve jail time.
Guillotine.
Your DNA, Tiffany's apartment complex. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which they don't actually enforce. What a joke.
You would literally be in jail. And after it would be like the three strikes law. The third time, you ain't ever getting out of jail. Because you don't deserve to be in society if you don't flush a toilet at yourself. I am sorry.
I want to choose violence today. My ick is when you say you're like 6 foot, but you're not. And
you're
5'11".
You know what? I agree with Tiffany, but as a short person, when you lie about
so
your height,
it's all about what's in
when
the
you
heart.
Lie about
the
but don't lie,
yourself.
Don't
say
lie.
Something. Your heart, your heart's got a hole in it. If you got to lie about how tall you are, man, because you don't love yourself.
No, because there's people like Tiff who want to know how tall you are. Yeah. Shout out to the short kings out there.
I am one. I'm telling you, if you can't come to grips with your size,
stand up, short kings. We already
then you
are.
Don't love yourself. And you can't love anyone else until you love yourself. Mike Bell told me that. And that's the one thing I believe he's right on.
Dang.
I'm telling you, people that lie about their height as a short person.
Man.
I've been 5'8 and a half since I had a driver's license.
But what if you're not 5'8 and a half?
I am. I measured.
Did you get the combine measurement on that?
Can
I bring a tape measure in tomorrow?
I don't know. I didn't go to the combine, dude.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like, did we do the real thing or is that you're just an assumption?
I'll tell you what, if we did a tape measure and I came out to be 5'8 and a quarter, I'd change my driver's license to that.
5'8 and a quarter.
These tiny hands.
I just randomly thought of.
But don't think I wouldn't do if I wasn't 5'8 and three quarters.
I just randomly thought, I don't do the dating app world, but I did in the past, and I put a fake name just on the off chance. You know, you work in sports, you would assume, because I'm not going to say it, but so anyway. I was like, okay, let me just put a fake name, right? And so I actually went on the date. But then when I went to introduce myself, I was like, hey, I'm Tiffany. And they looked at me like, wait,
dang.
What? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Maybe,
what if he was like, my ick is fake names?
I had to explain. All right.
Was there a second one?
No, no.
She goes, you're not 6 foot. And he goes, well, you're not Jessica.
You're not really your real name. So that's... There was not a second day. He was weird. He was so weird.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.